95.3 Gorilla.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
What day is it?
Is it Wednesday?
All day long.
Oh, it's Wednesday.
All right. What's the hump day schedule look like?
Longest day, Wednesday, 9 letters.
Welcome, my friends, to the show that never ends.
Never ends.
Never, never end.
It never ends.
Well, let's get started.
Showtime.
Here we go. So March of the Mayors is wrapping up tomorrow. Today and tomorrow are your last chances to donate. Thank you so much to everybody who's been donating food. This is a ton of food already. We're getting reports from up and down the coast. Every town's collecting something different. There are drop-off locations open today and tomorrow. We've been at this for a month. We've been collecting food for people who need it the most on the coast. Every town is collecting something different. Find out what your town is collecting and where to drop it off today or tomorrow at extratable.org/march. That's extratable.org/march. And then on Friday, we're packing it up at the Lyman Community Center. From 9 to noon, it's our box packing party. That's always a ton of fun. You can register to help us out at extratable.org, or better yet, just show up. Friday from 9 to noon, Extra Tables, March of the Mayors at the Lyman Community Center. We will see you there. This week on Gorilla, win tickets to go to Death Valley over in Baton Rouge. We're sending you to LSU to go see Zach Bryan with Cam.
We're having all night revival.
Zach Bryan and Camp at LSU, March 28th.
Win Hot American Night.
Listen to the morning show and the throwback lunch this week to win on 95.3 Gorilla. 95.3 Gorilla, who's this?
Hannah.
Hi, Hannah. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm amazing. Hannah, where are you calling me from? What town are you in?
Gulfport.
Beautiful. Hannah in Gulfport. Guess what you are? You got to guess.
Caller 10.
Caller number 10. Hannah, lock it in. You got tickets to go see Zach Bryan. Yes.
It's Ryan Gavin on 95.3 Gorilla.
Today we're talking about things you learned about family or friends. What's the craziest thing you learned about somebody that you thought you knew really, really well? And no, you don't have to spill the names. You can keep this tea anonymous, okay? You don't you don't need to use real names. But what's the craziest or weirdest thing you ever found out about somebody that you know? Oh my God, the phones are blowing up. Story time, ready? Here we go.
So a girl I went to high school with, we were really good friends in high school. And then when I was in college, we had kind of lost touch.
Okay, pretty typical.
And I was back at home on vacation, and I happened to hear her name on TV.
Uh-oh.
I looked up. Turns out that she and her boyfriend went on a murdering spree, and she was a serial killer.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That's worse than my story. One of my friends from high school robbed a bank. What did she do?
Yeah, they killed several people.
Oh, my God.
They were stealing identities, and they killed, like, a pregnant lady and an old man.
What?
To steal his truck.
Oh, my God.
And it was just, I don't know, a really crazy situation.
That's absolutely horrific, and I feel bad for everybody affected by that. I didn't know we were getting real this morning. thank you for the phone call. I didn't know we were going right into, like, unsolved cold case murder mysteries here. The question of the day is something crazy or wild that you found out about family members or friends when you just were shocked to learn something crazy about them. Who's next? Jim's up. Dude, go.
A buddy of mine has a third nipple.
Oh, my God. Okay, so we go from, like, serial killer to third nips. I love it. Have you seen this guy with the third nipple kill anyone?
No, I have not.
Oh, my God. We're going from 0 to 100 this morning. Hey, you're on the air. Who's next?
So one of my friends drinks coffee like no tomorrow. So I said, like, I love hot chocolate, and he just straight up told me I hate it. And I'm like, how can you hate hot chocolate? It's basically melted chocolate with a splash of milk mixed into a cup.
You're calling to tell me one of your friends does not like hot chocolate?
How can you not like it?
You're putting him on blast for that? That's hilarious. Man, at least he's not a serial killer, though, you know? We started off at like 100 miles an hour this morning. My head's still spinning from this.
Straight from Ryan's iPhone. This is Showbiz Buzz.
Yeah, guys, of course, the big story continues to be Iran, as we're in day 4 of what the Pentagon is officially calling Operation, now what?
It's funny, late night hosts kind of don't know what to make about this whole thing over in the Middle East. I think we're on Ayatollah number 3. in 3 days now, right? I'm not quite sure how many there have been. Anyway, Sharon Osbourne in the news today. She is confirming that Ozfest will return in 2027. They're taking a year off this year, obviously, but Ozfest is going to return next year. It hasn't run since 2018, shortly before Ozzy got sick, but she and the family said they're doing it again. Ozfest is coming back. Paula Abdul in the news today, revealing that her mom hated her song Straight Up when she heard it for the first time. Have you heard this? This is wild.
She goes, Paula, it's the worst sounding piece of I've ever heard in my entire life.
No.
She said, there are notes being sung that I've never even imagined that are even acknowledged or invented. She goes, it's so bad.
Wow, blistering criticism for the song that would probably like buy her a house or something, you know? Oh, that's wild. Some news from the Game of Thrones universe. HBO is trying again. Warner Brothers is developing a new movie with Bo Willimon, a writer for Andor, and the showrunners of House of Cards. They've already submitted a draft to the show. HBO and Warner Brothers doing a joint venture for this new Game of Thrones project. We don't even know what it's about yet, but we know that it's happening. And Jack Hughes, the Olympic gold medal hockey player, went on Jimmy last night, and he says that he is going to plan to get his teeth fixed. Despite the fans wanting him to keep it, he is going to fix his face. Probably a good idea, Jack.
I would freak out. What do you do?
Yeah, I mean, I just remember Quinn, he was the first guy closest to me, and I remember him coming up to me at the TV timeout, and he was like, it's not that bad. Like, it's only chips. That's what he said. Like,
God, not that bad.
And that was like 4 minutes left in the game. Like, when we were serious, like trying to win this thing, and he came up and said that. But
I feel like this might be your thing. No. I think you might have to just. Are you getting used to having the hole in your mouth?
I can promise you this won't be my thing, but.
Well, come on.
Attaboy Jack. Yeah, he's going to get it fixed. There's your Showbiz Buzz today. Happy March 4th.
It's time to go back. Here's today's flashback freakout.
I need a little favor here. See, my driver's license just expired, but the registry is closed, and I can't renew it till Monday.
You know who this is?
I need you to drive my cab this weekend.
Listen, Antonio, you and I have been friends for a long time. Long enough, I think.
Brian, please.
That was Tony Shalhoub as Antonio, opposite Brian, Stephen Weber, trying to get him to drive his cab. Stephen Weber is turning 65 today. Happy birthday to Stephen. Patricia Heaton is 68.
Deborah told Amy that Raymond thought that Amy and Robert's marriage didn't have a chance in hell.
Marie, who told you that? Marie, I told you that in confidence. Amy, how could you tell Marie that I said that?
Deborah, how could you tell Amy what I told you?
Good luck if you followed that. Yeah, Patricia was the one in the middle. She's 68 today. That, of course, was Everybody Loves Raymond. On this date back in 1966, John Lennon said, the Beatles are more popular than who?
If it had said, "We're more television is more popular than Jesus," I might have got away with it. You know, but as I just happened to be talking to a friend, I used the word Beatles as a remote thing, not as what I think, as Beatles as though those other Beatles like other people see us. I just said they are having more influence on kids and things than anything else, including Jesus. But I said it in that way.
I mean, come on. The funny thing is he was probably right, right? I think he was. On this date back in 1837, Chicago became a city. That, of course, is from the Blues Brothers. And now let's flash back 20 years ago today, March 4th, 2006. What song was number one here in the U.S.?
You're beautiful. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. It's true.
That's James Blunt and You're Beautiful. Number one on this date, March 4th, 2006 was 20 years ago. I'm not okay with that. There's your flashback freakout today. Have a wonderful Wednesday.